Well, aside from worrying about the food served in vending machines in the cafeteria, the junior and senior high school years in themselves can be stressful for many students. Anecdotal accounts of the anxiety some students feel are now backed up by a survey called Tell Them From Me. As Maritime Noon correspondent Laura Chapin told us yesterday, it's a computer-based questionnaire that students in about 100 maritime schools are filling out this year. Last year, the students were asked questions about anxiety and depression, and the results were very revealing. At least 1 in 10 students in junior and senior high say they experience high levels of anxiety and depression, especially the girls. Dr. Alexa Bagnall is a psychiatrist at the IWK Health Center in Halifax who's been consulting with the Tell Them From Me team. She specializes in anxiety disorders and works on mental health issues in school. Hello, Dr. Bagnall.
Good afternoon.
What exactly did this survey tell you about how anxious students were?
Well, the survey results are consistent with what we'd expect in terms of anxiety and depression in teens in the junior high and high school years. Usually, we sort of estimate around 1 in 10 teens will have anxiety and depression during that time.
So what are the symptoms that you would notice in junior high school students as they describe them?
Well, for depression, it would be low mood, more days than not, feeling irritable and cranky more days than not, feeling life's not worth living, feeling low interest in things and loss of interest, not able to concentrate as well as they used to. And difficulties in sleep, that's true in both anxiety and depression.
And did you notice any difference between young men and young women?
There's a considerable difference. Young women are about twice as likely to have anxiety and depression as young men, and that's consistent with national and international data.
Any ideas why?
We don't know. There's lots of reasons. It's consistent across, some people believe it's a hormonal explanation in terms of women go through puberty and it's different hormones get turned on at that stage, and the female hormones may predispose women to higher rates of anxiety and depression, but there isn't a consistent explanation as to why that is.
Now, how does this relate to their experience in school, or I should say, perhaps, how does their experience in school relate to these feelings of anxiety?
School is a big stressor for teens, and that is not just for teens who have anxiety and depression, but all teens. School is a big stress, and September comes, and in my clinic, the clinic gets very busy. I run the anxiety disorders clinic, and it gets very busy there come September. And school exam time periods are very stressful. It's not just the academic expectations, but the social expectations and the managing of their time that contribute to the stress level, and we know that stress is related to anxiety and depression.
And what about how schools relate to children of this age? I mean, do these kids feel they're being treated appropriately for their age? Any big difference between how they're treated in junior high versus, say, elementary school?
That's a really good question. I mean, I think that the transition from elementary school to junior high school is a very big one for teens. There's that expectation in junior high that you will be more independent. Junior high schools are often quite a bit larger than the elementary school that they came from. There's a meeting of new people. So that transition is very hard. Plus, there's a lot more responsibility put on the individual at that point, and they're expected to be a little more responsible for their work. And so we're not always great about helping with that transition. Sometimes it feels like a real big shock for kids going from elementary school to junior high and the difference in expectations.
Now, I know yesterday when we were talking about some other aspects of the Tell Them From Me survey, there were a number of very small fixes that were suggested by the students in the surveys which the schools were able to undertake. Now, these were not related to mental health. But what about this? Are there any suggestions of fixes that could be made to help students make that adjustment to junior high school so that they wouldn't be as prone to anxiety and depression?
Some schools really have great programs where they do visits to the junior high, meeting the junior high teachers. So while they're in elementary school, they're doing these visits. They're getting an idea of what their schedule might be like, where they might be in the school, who their teachers might be, meeting some of the core staff and the guidance counselor at the junior high school. And that can, just a few visits can make a big difference because a lot of it is anticipatory stress of what this school is going to be like, where am I going to go. So it applies to all students. It really decreases some of the stress on the first day of going there, where would my locker be, where would my classroom be, who are these people and who are these teachers. So some schools really have gone a long way in trying to make those transitions better. Schools have to deal with a lot, and teachers have a lot on their plate. Anxiety and depression are very hard to recognize often in the early stages because they usually appear as the quiet kids or the more withdrawn kids, but they wouldn't come out as kid who's necessarily having difficulties initially. They just might seem a bit shy or a bit withdrawn or maybe not following through on their work as well as that might be expected, but there wouldn't be huge warning signs at first. So it often can come as a shock to teachers and to parents that kids are reporting these symptoms, and that's one of the hard things with anxiety and depression is that it's hard to see at first, and it's often not till the teen is really struggling or having difficulty that teachers and parents can recognize it. So one of the things that we think is how do we get more resources to schools and to youth so that they can actually, because many youth think, well, maybe this is just a stage or there's not, you know, I just have to get through this. This is normal teen stuff. And they don't realize that there is something going on with them that they could get help for. So we have been working on trying to increase resources for schools, and we've developed an interactive health magazine for schools where students can go on and learn about anxiety, stress, depression, suicide, things that might come up in terms of mental health and ways that they can sort of identify and self-identify if they need help.
But can they reach out to anyone after they've sort of linked up with this online program?
Right, and that's the core part of this program is telling them the resources. So they can take stress quizzes, they can get sort of ratings of where they are, but then they have the local connection on the site of who would they contact, because there's teen health centers in many schools, but there's lots of other resources in the community. Not all teens will feel comfortable going to their teen health center, so it's giving them a number of resources, and especially getting them to talk to some adult that they trust. As a stepping stone too, that they don't keep this all inside, that they really do access help. And that is a really hard step. There's many, many teens that get stuck in the I'm struggling, I'm suffering, but for some reason can't make the step of asking for help. And that is a big part of our work, is how do we get teens through that trajectory to actually believe that there is help and ask for it.
And we've heard that some junior highs in Prince Edward Island are actually starting advisory groups, so the same group of students will meet with one teacher through all three grades. How do you think that might help?
Well, you know, having one trusted adult in a school is a huge protective factor for kids. So having just one teacher that they really connect with, and it can be from any grade, is a huge thing for kids. And so I think that advisor group would provide some of that built-in structure to have one person that would really know that student, and that student would begin to form a relationship where they actually might go to them if they were struggling or things were difficult. So I think that's a fantastic idea.
All right. Well, Dr. Bagnell, thank you very much for speaking with us today about this.
Thank you very much, Costas.
Bye.
Bye.
Dr. Alexa Bagnell is a psychiatrist at the IWK Health Center in Halifax. She's working with the Tell Them From Me team to help schools deal with anxiety and depression issues identified in last year's surveys.